Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumbert with Power Systems Design. And just recently, the Wisconsin-based airfoil generators announced a technology that would allow small farms to capture dramatically more wind energy, 8 times more, apparently. The solution includes increasing the wind speed after it contacts the airfoil, which boosts the power available. And on the line to discuss this is airfoil generators founder, Carl Fawcett. So, Carl, thanks for joining us. And you know, you're a Wisconsin native, so how did that shape your views of renewable energy and its overall potential?
First of all, Jason, thanks for having me on. My journey here started early. My father had a gentleman's farm of 86 acres. We worked it. We planted, of course. I had to set the fences and maintain them. We had heifers in the pasture and some horses in the barn, the whole thing. And I started working there when I was just a boy, but by the time I was 14 years or thereabouts, I was helping other farmers when they needed it, and they'd come and help us just the same. So I got to know a lot of them. What impressed me about them was the resilience and the toughness of their mindset and the amount of work the farmer puts in for next year and future years, all in an effort to be better prepared and more independent. They needed and they wanted reliable energy, but wind power really hadn't served them well locally because of the hills and the forests in our beautiful state. Then later, much later, I figured out why. The forests and the trees we love prevent adequate windage from allowing the current wind power generators from doing any real good on a farm or rural residence. So that's where the inspiration came from.
Okay, and for those who aren't familiar, could you tell us a little bit about airfoil generators?
Oh, yeah. First, you'll need to understand how important wind speed is to the production of electricity. Air is a fluid, and there's energy in a moving fluid. Think of hydroelectric plants. The challenge with wind is that the air is a very light fluid, so you need more of it in order to have enough energy to turn a wind generator. Now, there is a relationship between the wind speed and how much energy is in that wind. And lucky for us, it isn't 1-to-1. It's 1-to-4. This means that when the wind doubles, the energy available in the wind is 8 times greater. What we've done is we've pioneered a way to accelerate the velocity of the wind before the turbine. And because of this, we can take the very moderate 8 to 18 mile an hour winds of the Midwest, which are the most common, and accelerate them. So now we have enough energy in that wind to really do some work. We're using Bernoulli's principles, the same ones that we use to fly airplanes. And in our twins model, we use Venturi's principles as well. So these are, if you will, legacy principles of physics, been around and tested for years. This isn't new tech. This is old and very proven tech that all of us rely on every day.
All right. And as things stand, what's the biggest problem with wind energy? You know, what's holding it back from mainstream acceptance, so to speak?
Jason, we haven't seen a significant new design in mid-sized generators in nearly 100 years. The bulk of the designs you see now in wind generators were first developed in the 1920s. There was another little small flash of inspiration in 1979, but that's about it for medium-sized generators. All I see is the scaling up or down of the same designs over and over again, and then, of course, they have the same shortcomings. They don't really, they haven't designed away the very problems that they have. They require the top end of wind speeds. They require those 15 to 25 mile an hour winds to work. And there just aren't that many locations mid-continent in the center of our country that produce those kind of wind velocities. And you ask what's the biggest problem with wind, that is what's holding them back. Their need, those designs, their need for these fairly obscure locations with regularly high wind speeds to ensure their performance, because they do not perform well at regular wind speeds around here. So they have to go offshore. They have to go to mountaintops, very windy locations, just to have enough wind speed to pay for themselves. It's a function of ROI, return on investment. So, you know, until a generator comes along that can make good power at lower wind speeds, say the 8 to 18 mile an hour speed range that is the most common in the American Midwest, well, wind power is not going to be able to be a big contributor here.
All right. Now we've discussed the problem and why they haven't caught on more. So how does airflow generator solution address these issues?
Well, we're applying these proven and accepted principles of physics, the Bernoulli principles, for example, to increase the wind speed and create a high and low pressure area, just like an airplane wing does. In fact, the comparison between our airfoil and a plane's wing is legit, except where their focus is to generate lift, our focus is to generate higher wind speed. So the design of our airfoil is a little different from an airplane wing, but close enough that you'd recognize it. Tests have shown that our airfoil takes a 15 mile per hour ambient wind and accelerates it to 32 miles an hour at the location of our turbine. That's an increase in power available, again, by a factor of 8. It's amazing. And that's just one. That's our single model, produces at 20 miles an hour, you know, about 7.5 or 8 kilowatts. But when we pair them together in a mirrored fashion, another design of ours, by putting them together close and forcing the air to go between them, we create a venturi, and that accelerates that air even more again. So we put two generators up there facing each other, force the wind to go through them. It has to go faster, and we get more than two times the power out of that generator because of the venturi we've created. So, you know, we're using, again, these principles of physics that have been around since the 1600s and reapplying them in a new way.
Sounds good. Well, thanks, Carl. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.